Are you ready to go back in time?
You always had the power to go back.
I have.
Well, here we go with Mike Malone and the KQAK 435 Flashback.
Rod Stewart was known for his soulful blues and folk ballads, but the song Do You Think I'm Sexy was a disco departure, and it gave him a whole new look. He attracted many new fans, but alienated many of his old ones who had no interest in disco. Speaking in Esquire in 2012, he said he used to be embarrassed to sing Do You Think I'm Sexy, but people loved it, so it's in his show. The distinctive riff came from an instrumental song called Taj Mahal by a Brazilian musician named Jorge Ben. When Ben filed suit, Stewart agreed to give proceeds from the song to UNICEF. Clearly, the melody had lodged itself into Rod's memory and then resurfaced. He calls it unconscious plagiarism, plain and simple. The song was a story about a guy meeting a girl in a club, and if you listen to the lyrics, she sits alone waiting for suggestions. He's so nervous. It's the feeling of what was going on in the dance clubs at that time. Stewart claims the song is not about him, as it's sung in the third person. He went on to use the title as the name of his 1978 tour. Wearing tight spandex and gyrating on stage, he sang the title line, and hordes of women started screaming. And of course, this went along with his Hollywood lifestyle Stewart had adopted. He moved from England to Los Angeles in 1975 and quickly fit in with the glamorous crowd. Dating blonde models was his specialty. Stewart was ahead of his time from a marketing standpoint as well, and not only did he make a video of this song before MTV was even a glimmer, but the album was also released as a limited edition picture disc, which contained graphics printed directly on the vinyl, as well as a cardboard pullout of Rod Stewart's face. A Chicago disc jockey named Steve Dahl released a parody of the song called Do You Think I'm Disco, which became a weapon in the war to rid the world of disco music and launched the infamous Disco Demolition Night, taking place at Comiskey Park in Chicago, July 12, 1979. Between games of a doubleheader between the White Sox and the Detroit Tigers, radio personality Steve Dahl blew up a box of disco records in the outfield. Fans were given reduced admission for bringing unwanted disco records to the game, resulting in a huge crowd that were there for the mayhem rather than the baseball. Chaos ensued as the crowd rushed the field, tearing up the grass and making the second game unplayable. Here's Rod Stewart, Do You Think I'm Sexy? It's your KQAK 435 Flashback.